What does it mean to think you are better than someone else? What would you be entitled to if you actually were better than someone else? Would you be able to dismiss their opinions? Would you look down on them? It's kind of like we all believe in this status thing so much that there's actually a ladder of worth. Like we all have a place on one of the rungs of the ladder. So we all are actually above some people or perhaps below some people. And we like our place on the ladder. Maybe not. Maybe you want to go up the ladder. Hardly ever anyone wants to go down. In this model, if there's anyone who appears above us on the ladder, we understand how they would look down on us. We may not like it, but we would understand. To me, when I think about it, even though I certainly find myself thinking I am better than some other people at times, particularly if they did something that made me angry, when I think about it, when I really try to get clear, there is simply no way we are not all the same in some very basic and profound way. So this is where I get the sentiment of we are all God's children. We're all the same, not the same in ability for this or that, not the same in any particular quality, not the same in status, not the same in places we might have in an organization. Somebody empties the garbage cans. Somebody's the CEO. Some do good. Some do evil. Still others will argue for a long time about what is good and what is evil. My only point is that whatever the actions of a person, they are always going to share some basic sameness with you and with me and with everyone. So I have a more personal story than I usually tell in this podcast. My particular journey with feeling better than others, and I guess you could say trying to get off the ladder a little bit. That's what I want to talk about today. Hello and welcome to the 10 Crutches podcast. My name is David. I'm glad you're here. When I moved in with my current partner, and this is well over 10 years ago, this was in New York City, she had a cute little Shih Tzu named Leo. She usually walked Leo, and sometimes I went with her, but mostly it was her job to walk him since it was her dog. But wonderful partner that I am, I would walk Leo if she was running late, if she wouldn't be able to be home on time for him, and I did it, as I said, because I am indeed a wonderful partner, and also because I didn't want to test Leo's limits on holding in his poop and pee until my partner got home. My father, as I was growing up with him, he was not just opposed to getting a dog or a cat. He was genuinely, adamantly like, why would anyone want to have an animal live with them in their house? Like having a dog or a cat's kind of like having a cow or a goat living with you in your house. To him, getting a dog was like opening your door, just letting squirrels in the house, let them go where they will. So I never had a dog to live with before Leo. On our occasional little walks, I soon discovered it could actually be quite pleasant to take a dog for a walk. It was just around the block, past the neighborhood's children's playground, back up the other side of the street. There was a little hard plastic container with the biodegradable doggy bags attached to the leash that we used. And I would use a bag each time to pick up Leo's poop. And I don't mean to be too graphic here, but in case you've never done anything like this, like I had never done, here's the procedure. You tear off a bag from the roll and you open up the bag and then you put your hand inside the bag. Then you bend down and pick up the poop with the bag between your hand and the poop. And then you stand back up and you're holding poop. You're holding warm, squishy poop in your hand, but it's on the outside of the bag. And then you turn the bag inside out, which means the poop is now inside the bag. You tie a knot, you throw the bag away. Easy peasy. Do some people, might they find that disgusting? Well, yeah, sure, I guess. Might some people go routinely walking their dog without any bags? Well, again, yeah, sure, but they shouldn't. I noticed how many people in our neighborhood left their dog's poop just laying there on the sidewalk. I was like, really? You're just going to leave your stupid dog's poop on the sidewalk? Now everyone has to go walking around your dog's poop if they happen to see it, or for the rain to wash it down the street and into a gutter? Those aren't sewer lines heading to a water treatment plant like we flush our toilets and stuff into. These are pipes that are supposed to catch rainwater from the street and take it to the river. What the fuck are you doing? Leaving your dog's shit directly in front of a children's playground? What kind of a fucking idiot are you? Well, you could tell I was getting pretty angry. I never did see anyone else walking their dogs around, but I heard plenty of barking from time to time coming from inside some of the houses in the neighborhood, and I saw all that shit on the sidewalk. So there was plenty of evidence that people were just not doing their civic duty. Now, at this time, I happened to be, I guess you could call it, working with anger. I was working with it in a very particular sense of how do you allow yourself to get angry and express it, but not hold on to it. I didn't have a problem with my occasional flare-ups of anger. I certainly could express the anger if I needed to, but most of the time, I would find a way to let it go. It's just that there were some times I would find myself holding on to the anger like a grudge, like I was nurturing my anger, like my anger was a little coal and I wanted to keep it burning in case I needed to start a big rage in my head about how stupid such and such was and how right I was to be angry at them. So one element of this particular approach of dealing with your held on to anger was to ask yourself honestly, are you considering yourself superior to whoever you are angry at? Are you placing yourself above them as a person better than they are? Well, was I considering myself superior to the people who left piles of their dog's shit on the sidewalk in our neighborhood? You better fucking believe I considered myself superior. I had 100% record of picking up each and every shit that I was responsible for. I picked up all of Leo's little piles of shit, each and every time. I had even started picking up other dogs' piles of shit. Sometimes there were so many other random piles of shit on the sidewalk, I had to stop picking up the shit because there was starting to be too much in my hand, and I had to worry that I wasn't going to be able to do that reverse bag technique and seal off all that shit inside the bag. Was I superior to all those fucking assholes? Well, hell yeah. Of course I was superior. I picked up my dog's poop and they didn't. I was a good citizen and they weren't. I was doing the right thing and they weren't. My superiority at that moment was pretty obvious. But then I considered how entrenched my righteous anger was. And I felt invited by this new technique to recognize that naming myself superior was based on nothing but my own story. I didn't know what to do. It had just seemed obvious that I was superior. And honestly, I didn't even know how else I could think about it. But as the weeks went by with me still picking up Leo's poop all the time and still occasionally picking up some of the other dog's poop, I did start to wonder, why exactly did people leave behind their dog's poop? Was this pile here, this particular pile, was it because someone was on their phone and just not paying attention? Maybe they didn't even realize their dog had pooped. Maybe they couldn't afford bags. Maybe they genuinely thought the rain would wash it away and they weren't thinking about polluting the water. Maybe they even thought the poop was going to biodegrade and be beneficial in some way, like adding compost to the environment. The thing was, I just didn't know. And the more I tried to think about these people, the more I realized I didn't know anything about them. After a time, I found myself just picking up shit. Leo shit, some other dog shit. I mean, I was the one that didn't want it on the sidewalk, so it was on me to pick it up, I guess. But I found as time went on, I was doing it without that rant in my head. The anger had indeed faded. I have since moved away from that neighborhood, and I'm sorry in a way I never got a chance to ask anyone. Why were they leaving their dog's poop on the sidewalk? I know it's easy for people to get defensive, and it would have been very easy for me to sound accusatory and even to be accusatory. It'd be easy for someone to think I was trying to posture over them, that I was thinking that I was better than them if I asked them about it. I can't say I purified myself completely or anything like that, but all that righteous anger, at least in that one dimension, it really did subside. All I can say now is that it's a great question to practice with. Are you really better than the person you're angry with? Of course, the answer always starts out with a big, fat yes. The invitation is to dig a little deeper, to be honest with yourself, and sprinkle a little I don't know over the whole thing. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Please visit the home of the 10 Crutches podcast at 10crutches.link. That's 10crutches.link. The book that inspired the podcast, a book I wrote called 10 Crutches for Walking in the Present, is available for free download on the website. While you are there, please take advantage of two ways to contact me. You can send me an email, or you can make a voice recording. If you have a great question, I may be able to use it for the podcast. Also on the website, you can visit the archive to hear any published episode and see show notes for any and every show. Thanks so much for listening. And once again, thanks so much for listening. And I won't say it once again. See you next time.